transmission.
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your location on this giant spinning ball of dirt we call the planet Earth. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, the daily meeting of which starts right now. I call this meeting to order, and yowza. The first thing you need to know is I've had a relapse of my back business. So my back is all seized up and it is, it's affording me many opportunities to experience pain, for which I am extraordinarily grateful. Oh, don't laugh. It only hurts when I laugh. Oh my God. I've been in the bathtub for about the last hour and a half, and I just got out, and I realized I got out too late. I stayed in the bathtub way too long, and so I missed the first 30 minutes of this very important Premier League game between Arsenal and Manchester City. I've actually been sitting here for about 3 or 4 minutes, and in the first half hour of the game, somehow Manchester City scored 2 points, and then as I was sitting here watching it, they scored another goal. So the score is 3-0, Manchester City. And we're in the 35th minute. Oh my God, I can barely function today. Oh, it's not a pretty sight, kids. I am, of course, drinking a large cup of tea, because I do love tea. Oh. And now I'm kind of mad at myself that I missed the first half hour of this game. What the hell is going on with Arsenal? But before we get into that, one other thing you need to know is I'm seeing something that I've never seen before. And that is, in this football game, all the lines painted on the field are in blue. Why are the lines in blue? Normally, on a football pitch, all the lines are drawn or painted on in white. But for some reason today, the color is blue. And this is the first time I've ever seen this. And I'm wondering, is this a game that's at Manchester City and their team color is blue and white, so they painted the lines blue? No, this game is at Arsenal, who is a red team. And then I'm thinking, maybe they were expecting snow. I was watching a game, was it yesterday or the day before? The snow was so bad that you couldn't see the lines on the field. So I'm wondering if they thought, it might snow, so let's paint the lines blue so we can see them in case the snow falls on the field. That doesn't make a whole hell of a lot more sense than anything else, but, you know, whatever. I'm hip. I can dig it. The weird thing is that the lines are kind of hard to see. I mean, they sort of blend in a little bit with the grass. They're the same tone. They're the same. The green of the grass and the blue of the lines have the same color density. And so that you can see them, but it's not as good as having white lines. And the funny thing is, now they're showing a corner kick. I can see the corner lines up close. They have painted blue over white. There could be an explanation for this. Maybe I needed to see the beginning of this game when they explained why the lines are going to be blue. But yeah, so that's what we're doing today here on Dubious Goals Committee. looking for some dubious goals. I haven't seen any so far. Manchester City is just pounding the crap out of Arsenal. It's not pretty. I do not know what is up with Arsenal. Man, when they're good, they're good. And when they're bad, and there's nothing in between. And Arsenal was kind of doing all right there for a while, but... jeez, this is ridiculous. You know what's funny? I just realized something else. Manchester City beat Arsenal 3-0. When was that? Was that last week? A few days ago. In the Carabao Cup. The League Cup. I didn't mean to say the brand name. So this is like a League Cup final rematch, except this is in the Premier League. If this is confusing to you, let me just say that these teams play in multiple leagues. We don't have anything like this in America. We don't have sports that have multiple competitions. And that's much different in the rest of the world, especially in football, where each team plays in multiple competitions. And these two teams play in a lot. The top-level teams in any given league in Europe are going to play in about three or four, potentially more, competitions in any given year. For example, their domestic league. We'll use England as an example. So a team like Manchester City, who is, you know, consistently at the top of the Premier League, this year they will play in the Premier League. They will play in the League Cup tournament, they will play in the FA Cup tournament, and they will also play in the Champions League. So that's four different competitions. These are separate competitions. They don't affect one another. Well, they do a little bit, but we're not going to go into that right now. Because, let's face it, you don't actually care. But that's what you need to know. It would be kind of like if American football, you know, they have their regular league play, you know, the NFL. But what if they had a separate competition where they had a tournament, a single elimination knockout tournament that was called the NFL Cup? See, that would be the equivalent of, you know, the League Cup in English football. But no, America is boring and dumb. And people think, oh, American football is really popular. No, it's not. Well, it's really popular in America. No, it's not. If American football was as popular as association football, the American football wouldn't have a season. It would go all year round. Instead of just playing for, you know, what, 18 weeks out of the year. You know, if American football was popular, there would be multiple competitions. You know, there would be more than 32 teams. Oh, so anyway, that's why I like football. Because in football, there are many, 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 many teams. And every country likes to play, and everybody wants to play everybody else. So there are multiple competitions. And speaking of competitions, it occurs to me that we're, what, about 100 days out from the World Cup? Pretty excited about that. Pretty excited about the World Cup. I'm getting excited. Oh, my back is sure crazy today, though. Yowza. And not only are there multiple competitions in football, then there are also multiple teams and competitions. Like, look at these guys running around on the field right now, playing for Arsenal and Manchester City. These guys, a lot of these guys, play for their own country in their national team as well. Like, there's Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne, he also plays for the Belgian national team. He is a Belgian person, and he plays for the Belgian national team, which will contest the World Cup. There's a couple other Belgians on this team, too. Vincent Kompany. Is he on the field right now? I don't see him. I think he might be injured. So, yeah, not only do we have club teams, we also have national teams. And that's what's great about football. Everybody, it's very popular, and that's why it never stops. There's never a week that goes by where football isn't being played. There's no breaks. That's the beauty of it. No, actually, that's not. Well, that's true worldwide, but if you're me and you don't have the best cable television or satellite and you can't watch everything, there are occasional breaks. There's what, maybe 3 weeks out of the year where I don't get to see a football game, but I could watch MLS, but I do not watch MLS. MLS is, of course, the American Premier League, and they suck. They're terrible. They only play for about 6 months out of the year, and they're all B-grade players, and it's mostly guys from Europe who are retiring who go to play in America. The MLS, and you've heard me say it before, but I will say it again, MLS is the UEFA Retirement League. UEFA being the what's the word I'm looking for? Confederation. The European Football Confederation. UEFA is an acronym. It stands for Union of European Football Associations, I think. Well, that's what we're going to say it means. In reality, one of the official languages of football is French. And UEFA might actually stand for Union Européenne of the European. In English, the equivalent would be. Oh my God, I can't think. My back is throbbing. Remember, the real name for soccer is Association Football. So the acronym UEFA might actually stand for the Union of European Football, Association Football, but in French. Just like FIFA is the Federation, the International Federation of Association Football, but in French. But sometimes I tell people that football, FIFA stands for ow. No, that was a bad one. Man, I get these spasms every once in a while. Whoo. FIFA could stand for the Federation of International Football Associations, but it doesn't. It actually stands for the International Football, I mean the International Federation of Association Football, IFAF in English, FIFA in French. Oh. All right, so yeah, I might be dying. I don't know. Yeah, okay. So yeah, Arsenal, boy, they're really crapping it up. Arsenal, for about the last 3 weeks, they've just been not good. They started the year off kind of okay and then fell into a slump and then sort of came out of the slump. But now they're slumping. They're back in a funky slump. They're just doing terrible. And this game is a perfect example. Man, oh man. The first half ends and Arsenal is down 3 goals. Just wow. Mind-boggling. Arsenal's better than this, but you know what's going to happen. All the fans are going to get cranky and angry, and they're going to start calling for the dismissal of Arsene Wenger. I don't know if that's a good idea, but that thought is in the air. Arsene Wenger has been the manager of Arsenal for more than 20 years. I'm not sure how long exactly. 24, 25 years, maybe? Long enough that it's kind of a big deal. And so, oh my God, what the hell is wrong with my back? Anyway, while we're at halftime and we've got nothing else to watch, let's check the TV schedule. We got to go down to TCM, Turner Classic Movies, and see if Lawrence of Arabia is on tonight. And I've got more to tell you about that. So as I scroll forward, Bridge on the River Kwai, Patton, and From Here to Eternity, those were on last night. Is the schedule screwed up? Then Casablanca. Yeah, this is the same lineup as last night. What's up? Then tomorrow morning. Oh, some good stuff. The Nun Story at 10:30 a.m. with Audrey Hepburn. Then The Great Dictator, Charlie Chaplin's sound movie. Then Foreign Correspondent. That'll be cool. That's as far as my schedule goes. So, no Lawrence of Arabia in the next 24 hours. The irony is, last night it was getting late, and I wasn't tired. Even though I got up early and I didn't nap in the afternoon or anything, I don't know what was my problem yesterday. I was just wired, I guess. So at 2 a.m. last night, you know, there's nothing on. I watched some show. I don't even remember what I watched. And I was looking to see what else was on. And then I saw that Lawrence of Arabia was going to be on at 2:15. But it was going to be on one of my Spanish language movie channels. And at first I was excited. I was like, oh yes, Lawrence of Arabia, finally I can watch it, and blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, oh wait, it's on an Espanol channel. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I will watch Lawrence of Arabia in Spanish, because this is something that I do, and something I like to do, because this is a good way to learn languages. If you're familiar with a movie, if you've seen a movie a lot of times and you really understand the story and you really understand the nuances of the film and you really know what's going on, watch that film in a different language. Because since you already know what's going on and you already know what they're talking about, you have an underlying context for what you are hearing. And I've often done that. I've often watched movies on DVD in French to keep my French up. And I'll also often put on closed captioning. So not only do I hear the French, I can read it at the same time. And, you know, I'm not as good in Spanish as I am in French. So I thought, you know, this will be a good idea. I'm really familiar with Lawrence of Arabia. I know what they're talking about. I can watch it in Spanish. And it'll help me learn Spanish and, you know, have some good comprehension. Because I already know what's going on in the movie. I just need to hear the words that relate to the actions that I'm seeing, right? So I think I made some more tea. And then I came back down here at 2:15 to watch Lawrence of Arabia in Spanish. So I flipped the channel over to the Spanish language channel. And, you know, they were showing me bumpers and commercials and stuff in Espanol. And I was thinking, yeah, yo hablo Espanol muy bien. Sí, es verdad. And then the movie started. I was like, all right. And the music starts up, you know, and there's the big overture. And finally the movie gets going. And like I said, I thought this was going to be a dubbed version of Lawrence of Arabia in Spanish, because it's on the Spanish language channel. But no, it was just the regular movie in English, regular dialogue, everything. And, you know, it's on a movie channel, so there's no commercial interruptions or everything. And I was so happy, except I was also so sad, because Lawrence of Arabia is a very long movie, and it went from, you know, 2:15 a.m. until 6 a.m. And I've been trying to go to bed at, you know, like 3 a.m. these past few nights. So I watched a little bit more of it than I should have, but I finally went to bed halfway through the movie. Then I woke up with the incredible back problems again. Yeah, but I was happy to see a little bit of Lawrence of Arabia. I watched a good hour of it, maybe a little bit more. El Lawrence. It was great. This tea is great too. Yeah, I kind of wondered these days, you know, there's so many great movies. Why are all the bad movies being remade constantly? Why do we have, you know, like 3 remakes of Spider-Man? You know what I'm saying? Why? There are no new movies out. Every movie is just a rehash of some old movie or old television show or an old video game. There are no new movies. So if you're only going to redo old movies, why not redo some of the great ones? So, like, why not redo Lawrence of Arabia? And then I realized, no, do we want a new Lawrence of Arabia? Lawrence of Arabia as a film is almost perfect, and some people might tell you that it is a perfect film. Or, you know, like The Godfather, another film that's considered to be perfect. You know, if you were to remake these, they would be terrible. Think of how stupid they would be. And besides, who are you going to get to play T.E. Lawrence today? You know, there's casting issues. Who are you going to get to do that? Who are you going to get to do T.E. Lawrence? It's just not going to fly. You know, I don't think there are any actors capable of doing T.E. Lawrence. Although, you know, I could be wrong. Somebody could shock me. You know, I think James Franco is a chameleon. But I don't know if that necessarily means he could do T.E. Lawrence. I like his range, but Lawrence of Arabia, you know, that's a... Hey, wait, and what's this? Oh my God, they're showing me a bumper for the Men in Blazers show. There's Men in Blazers today? That can't be right. There was Men in Blazers 4 days ago. And they only do a show once every 2 or 3 weeks. They can't have a show in 3 or 4 days. I'm checking the schedule. Oh my God, yes. Coming up in, well, a half an hour after this game ends, Men in Blazers show is going to be on. Yay! And they're having a special guest, Arlo White. I like Arlo White. He's a football commentator. If you have never seen the Men in Blazers show, or if you're not familiar with it, I highly recommend that you check it out. You should at least watch one episode. You might be able to find... They might have stuff on the web. I don't know. Just Google Men in Blazers and you will find Men in Blazers. And if you're not familiar with the concept, Men in Blazers is sort of a highlights show. It's sort of a sports commentary show that's all about football. Except it's funny. It has a comedic bent. And it's just two guys who look like football commentators wearing blazers. And they just sort of... They show a few selected highlights, whatever they can get for free. It's a cheaply made show, which is part of its charm and appeal. It's just one camera angle just shot directly straight on. Two guys sitting there at a desk talking about football and making lots of jokes and funny statements. And they entertain the hell out of me. I think they're funny. So, oh, I'm happy that the Men in Blazers are on today. That's good news. That is good, good news. So I'll be watching that. Oh, yeah. Now, speaking of other football stuff, I'm just scrolling ahead on the schedule in the football channel, and no, that's all we got for football today. Ooh, that reminds me, did I check 84 today? Oh, just checking, looking for movies. There's nothing I want to see. Da da da. Especially not The Beautician and the Beast. Yada yada yada. Maybe we should check my Spanish language channel movies. I mean, my Spanish movie channel. Let's see what is on here. Are we gonna have more Lawrence of Arabia? No. Oh, now I want to watch the rest of Lawrence of Arabia. But I can't because it's not on. El Lawrence. Why do I love that movie so much? I have no idea. I just really like it. Although the music gets stuck in my head, that theme gets stuck in my head from time to time, and that's kind of irritating. Oh, yummy, yummy tea. Oh, yes, I love tea. I need that tea to survive. Oh, boy. Man, I am not doing so great. Is it time for me to take more analgesics? When did I take those analgesics? That was. Oh, I don't remember. I think that was around noon. So I've got another hour before I can take any analgesics. Yowza. Oh, at least I had a couple of good days without my back totally killing me. But this is really typical. Once this cycle of back problems starts, it's very hard to get rid of. Because I'll have an episode, and a single episode usually lasts 4 to 7 days. Then I'll be okay for a couple of days, and then it'll come back. And that is what has happened. It has gotten back on top of me, and I am not a fan. No, I am not. Ow. And the annoying thing is, I'm checking the TV schedule, and there's FA Cup reruns going on the other channel. Should I be watching Premier League, or should I be watching FA Cup? And what game is on? Swansea versus Sheffield Wednesday. I have seen this game, so technically I should be watching the game that I haven't already seen, which is the Premier League game between Manchester City and Arsenal. But Manchester City is just slaughtering Arsenal right now. It's not even funny. So anyway, let's go back to the halftime. Oh. Man, oh man. I don't know if I can sit here for another half of football. 45 minutes, yeah. Maybe. I am thinking about getting back in the bathtub, though. That is for certain. Because I am just not good. My muscles will not relax. I cannot flex my back that well. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the guy with the back problems, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, regardless of my back, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow to see if I'm still trying to die from back problems. I'm out of here. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Bell, I think.
Let's verify that as a dial 1 plus a beacon code. Welcome to my own.